Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for a time like this. Let's go back to our seats now. Sit down, please. Go back to your seat. Sit down. God bless you. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power. We thank you because you have never failed your people. You will never, never fail your people. Thank you for these men that you have brought here in order to bless them. Accept my thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, the men are gathered here. It is time to move to the next level. Father, I'm praying for all your children gathered here. Every enemy of your next level, I arrest them now in the name of Jesus. Every power of stagnancy, every power of backwardness, I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Makate setendeke yabushandaraba. Right there where you are, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, receive your breakthrough. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. I am going to count seven from here now. As I count seven from here, the power of God is going to fall on 21 persons. And these 21 persons, they will automatically move to a level that will shock their friends and surprise their enemies. These 21 persons, the spirit of get and loose, would depart from them instantly. Makapari rakasenteya, ribo setendeya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just as the power of God coming upon you. Yes, you can't hide. You have been hiding for years. Enough is enough. Let him go. Let him go. Yes, why is the power of God coming upon you? The serpents that your ancestors worshipped, that have been stealing from you, that brother over there, receive your deliverance from their hands in the name of Jesus. Basika tenda kaya bo shente rabo santa. Balika tenda kaya bo sopola kaya bo shente. Receive your deliverance from their hands in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven again from here. The power of God will fall upon 8 people. They may not be able to stand on their feet, but it does not matter. As I count this 7, an arrow that has been fired into your life a long time ago, that has been pushing you behind, the arrow will jump out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Enough is enough. Yes. I
I'm going to count another seven from here.
There are people here. What is slowing you down is something that was buried in the compound of your father. As we pray, as I count this seven, the power of God will fall upon you, and that yoke will be broken instantly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's the first person. That's the second person. With a voice that roars like thunder, you will shout this prayer louder than anyone around you. Shout this prayer while these angels are still here now. Shout it at the top of your voice. You will mention your own name. Daniel Olukoya! Hear the word of the Lord! Arise and shout! In the name of Jesus! Arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be silence. Don't say anything now until I ask you to talk. Father, I'm praying for any man here who has made a mistake and has slept with someone with marine powers. And the arrow fired by this marine woman has kept this man stagnant. Has stolen the wealth of this man. Makapata! Lick the Satan the other. Yes, let the arrows of the marine world planted into this brother begin to live. Come out now. Through the mouth. Through the nose. It's happening. Father, as many as are here, and their father is a native doctor, let the anointing of the evil dedication standing against them be broken. That's the first person. That's number two person. Yes. Every power assigned to swallow your business, I bury that power now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to walk up to 8 people. This is month of August. 8 people. And tell them, my friend, any power that wants you to die shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. 8 people. Amen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. On behalf of my wonderful wife and myself, we welcome all of you for this program. And we greet you all in Jesus' name. Those of you who have come from the house stations, you are welcome to. The Lord of hosts will continue to be with you in Jesus' name. Those of us from Lagos here, we are welcome to. The Lord of hosts will be with us in the name of Jesus. These are very, very challenging times, both for the country and for us as Christians. While we are fighting the bondwoman at one end, we are fighting an infirmity at the other end. It's a challenging time. But everything has a spiritual basis. I pray that the Lord will open our understanding. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this short prophetic message. And after this short prophetic message, we shall be expecting your testimonies. Amen. 20 secrets of strange promotion. 20 secrets of strange promotion. In Psalm 75, what did I say? We shall know very soon those who want strange promotion. After this short prophetic message, then we have only one prayer point to pray. How many? Just one. Just one. Psalm 75, verse 6. If you are there, say yes. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one. Can you say that? Can you say that again? He does what? That is, God does not mind demoting someone or removing somebody so that he can do the next thing and set it up another. Whoever needs to be put down by God for him to set you up shall be put down in Jesus' name. Whatever business needs to go down for your own business to come up, it shall be so in Jesus' name. That your amen does not have vitamin C. I didn't write this in the Bible. It's there. He put it down one and then set it up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. That's what the Bible says. In Psalm 113, verse 7. If you are there, say yes. He raiseth up Which kind of people?
The poor.
Out of where?
The dust.
And lifted up the needy out of the dungeon, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. What is promotion? Promotion is elevation. Promotion is advancement. Promotion is a boom, a betterment. Promotion is a breakthrough. Promotion is an exaltation. Promotion is a lifting, a preference. God is a God of promotion. From what we've read, God promoted Abraham from somebody we don't know. He said, "You shall be a father of many nations." Just picked him up like that and promoted him. God promoted Joseph, an imprisoned slave. He became a prime minister. God promoted Moses from his exile. He made him a lawmaker. God promoted Aaron from a slave to become a high priest. God promoted Saul from obscurity to the throne. God promoted Esther, a slave girl, a house girl, to become the queen. God is a God of promotion. God promoted David from the shepherd to the throne. God promoted even Jeroboam, who was a slave, to become the king of Israel. God promoted Daniel, who was a captive, to become a prime minister. God promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were slaves, to rulers in the land. God is a God of promotion. All those men that God promoted, he took them from the dust and lifted them up. He took them from the dungeon and set them with princes. I see somebody here. The Lord will take you from the dungeon to the throne. He will pick you from the dust to the throne. God promoted that thief on the cross. He was being killed as an armed robber, but from there he had, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, this day you shall be with me in paradise." It was a serious promotion. So any step that brings you closer to your divine position is promotion. I feel sorry for many people. They have not even possessed their possession, let alone asking the enemy to release it. Some have no clue where God is taking them. Some, if God will open their eyes and they will see the correct position where they're supposed to be, they will cry till they break. There are people here who are supposed to be stinkingly rich, and they know it, but the wealth is nowhere to be found. There are people here who, if we say they own all the airlines in Nigeria, it's not too small. It's even not too big, but it's not there. Part of the purpose of this Men of Valor meeting is to key into the covenant that God has with Mountain of Fire, that members of this ministry will be wealthy. You don't believe me? That members of this ministry will become the richest Christians around. Promotion is divine favor. for you to take a step ahead of your adversary, that's promotion. For you to be the head and not tail, that's promotion. For you to go forward or upward, that's promotion. For God to defy logic and history to move you forward, that is promotion. For doors to open unto you that you don't even have the education or the skill to open, that's promotion. For you to have favor with people that you have not even, you don't even know them, they become a voice for you, that's promotion. But what is strange promotion? Which is where we are really going, and which is where this meeting becomes a prophetic meeting. Strange promotion is promotion that deviates from the usual. It's breaking the rule. Strange promotion is promotion that astonishes the recipient and the spectators. They are astonished. How did this happen? What happened here? What happened here? That's strange promotion. One brother, a retired military officer, was gunning for an international position. He wrote his application and brought the application to Palm Ostringians and stretched it up like this. 14 people from the country applied for that job, an international job. The 14 people that applied included our brother. May you connect the God of strange promotion. It included this, our brother. The other 13, they were recommended by former president, former senator, former this, former that, former commander of this, commander of that. They all have high-ranking recommendations. It's only this, our brother, that didn't have nobody to recommend you. The thing got to America, to the man who would decide it. So he looked at the first application, recommended by somebody. Look at the second, recommended by somebody. He now packed the thing aside and called his wife and said, excuse me, look at these applications. Is there anybody that nobody recommends? So they looked, I said, there is one. All 13 are recommended by VIPs, but this man, nobody is recommending. He said, that's the person I want. That is the person I want. Meaning that, strange promotion, you don't have to know anybody. You don't have to bribe anybody. We call it strange promotion. That outside the brother got a job, but it was like a dream because nobody recommended him, but heaven recommended him. Saul had become a king on a platter of gold. No wonder, as a proverb in my language, that nothing good comes easy. But Paul had become a king on a platter of gold. Like as it has been said, that if you do not suffer for something, you don't have to keep it. So, and Saul threw it away. He became possessed. An evil spirit was troubling Saul. And so, the people in the palace, they gathered. How do we deliver the king? The king is mad. The king is crazy. The king is possessed. What do we do to deliver this man? They racked their brain together and they took counsel together. They decided that music was the instrument of deliverance. Okay, now they have found that music was the instrument of deliverance. Where will we get the musician who can play anointed music that will deliver the man? That is the next problem. Then The Bible says a servant. Who? Servant. Not a VIP. A servant in the palace said, my lord, I know one boy called David. He's in the desert. He's very good at playing the harp. And he's skillful. And he's a man of God. And they say, bring him. That was how David got to the palace. David did not get to the palace through VIP recommendation. He was a servant. He said, my father, I know somebody. That's how David got there. God raised a voice for David where he had no voice. I prophesy upon your life. The Lord shall raise a voice for you. Where you have no voice, he shall raise a voice. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your heaven roll and thunder. Meaning that you don't need a VIP to recommend you. It can raise a voice for you. That's what we call strange promotion. From the back of the desert to the palace. What a strange, strange promotion. May the Lord put a problem somewhere where you are the solution. There was a problem in the palace. But the man who had the solution was in the desert. God had to bring him. Sometimes he'll bring you to your place of blessing. God will go and create a problem somewhere. And you will be the one that will be required to solve the problem. Are you understanding me? What is strange promotion? It's promotion that astonishes the recipient and the spectators. What is strange promotion? Is astounding promotion, classified as exceptional and extraordinary. What is strange promotion? Strange promotion is fantastic elevation. There was a gospel music concert in South Africa. Gospel music concert. They've been running the concert, then they got to the final. 7 people have qualified to do the final. But in order to make it more interesting, they decided to go and select 3 out of those who lost before to just join the 7, making them 10. Then they went and picked this brother who lost in the early rounds. He lost in the early rounds. It's like the bottom of the ladder. Immediately, this brother saw that they had picked him. He went on 3 days dry fast. Because he had already forgotten about it. He went on 3 days dry fast. He connected to the God of strange promotion. The competition started. Nobody gave them any chance because they had lost before. It's this 7 from which must pick champion. The competition started. Then the unexpected happened. The man they brought to come and laugh at, the man they brought to just complete the 10, became number 1. You shall connect to the God of strength promotion. You shall connect. You shall connect. In the name of Jesus. Strange promotion means promotions that is unheard of. A wow kind of blessings makes mouth to open in wonder. Strange promotion is promotion of how manage? How did this happen? Strange promotion is promotion that beats human imagination. A lifting that you are ordinarily not qualified for. Strange promotion is the Almighty God wearing for you an oversized jacket in form of blessings. From motorbike going to a fleet of cars. From room to bungalow. From house to estate. From pass to distinction. That is what is known as strange promotion. Strange promotion is the promotion where they ask you, who did you know? How did it happen? A promotion that cannot be explained. Strange promotion. Strange favor. Strange elevation. Promotion that will get your enemies dumbfounded. And then those who mock you will begin to change their opinion when they see what God has used your life to do. A turnaround elevation that commands envy. That is strange promotion. I'm prophesying upon the life of somebody here. You shall have strange promotion. In the name of Jesus. You shall have strange promotion. In the name of Jesus. What are the keys? The keys. The secrets of this strange promotion. Number one secret. Promotion comes from God and not from someone else. That's the first secret. Promotion comes from God and not from someone else. If God has not promoted you, any promotion into is promotion into nothingness and disgrace. God is the source of all promotion. The Bible says a man shall receive nothing except he be given from above. If the Lord does not heal you, you cannot be healed. If the Lord does not lift you up, you will not be lifted up. So, promotion comes from God. Problem comes when a man is taking a gift that has not been given to him from above. He will lose it. Secret number two. There is no self-promotion. Self-promotion is disaster. Secret number three. Your circumstances must not control your destiny. Don't allow what you are going through now to make you feel this is your final bus stop. There is no way again. Don't allow that to happen. Four. Vagabonds do not get promoted. Vagabonds do not get promoted. At least you try this, you try that, you try this, you try that, you try that. You don't get promoted that way. Secret number five. Fast money is equal to fast destruction. Look over. Quick, fast money. You may be looking for fast destruction. Secret number six. Show yourself faithful, effective, and responsible in little things. Show yourself faithful, effective, and responsible in little things. Secret number seven. Wait on God without getting discouraged. Always wait on God without getting discouraged. Number eight. Stir up the gift of God in you. Many of us have gifts that are dying. Stir it up. Don't let it die. Secret number nine. Promotion comes to the humble. Be a humble person. Be a humble person. Ten. Ingrates
will not be promoted. Always be a grateful person. Thank those who show you little favors and mercies. Don't boast because of what God has given to you. Boasting will deny you more promotion. Pray favor magnetizing prayers. There are some prayers that magnetize favor. We're soon going to pray one now. Pray favor magnetizing prayers. 13. Command the morning. Always command the morning. There's a small booklet MFM has produced which has sold thousands and it has helped millions. It is called Command the Money. Make sure you have a copy of Command the Money and command the money every day. Don't allow the children of the bondwoman to wake up and take over before you wake up in the morning and take over. Command the money. 14. Be a faithful tither. Pay your tithe. Many men are stingy towards God and it does not help them on the long run. 15. Pray promotion releasing prayers. The kind of prayer we're going to pray just now. Promotion releasing prayers. 16. Work hard. Work hard. Don't be lazy. 17. Be holy within and without. Practice holiness within and without. The psalmist says, I have been young and now I am old. I have not yet seen the righteous being forsaken or his children begging bread. Holiness will promote you. 18. Complete your deliverance. Complete your deliverance. Some do deliverance halfway. Some don't even want to do any deliverance at all. Make sure you complete it. 19. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. Go out of your way to be a blessing to others. All those who were mightily blessed in the Bible were men and women who went out of their ways to be a blessing to others. And finally, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. These are the 20 secrets of strange promotion. The Lord is here today to give you that strange promotion. Because all the humiliation you have been going through shall become the ladder to your honor. And every dark power that has crashed into your prosperity shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Listen. It's time for us to pray now. Because this meeting is about to close. Just one prayer point. How many? There are prayers and there are prayers. You can pray one prayer point that will cover 200 prayer points. You can pray one prayer point that will cover 700 prayer points. It is that kind of prayer I want you to pray now. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. My younger life as a Christian was spent in Akure. That time when we were young, there was a huge crusade going on in Akure. It's not the normal crusade we hold. Because this crusade has a different style. The crusade was divided into different departments. Immediately you enter, you go into the department that concerns you, and you go there and start praying.
There's a department for those seeking for salvation. Only few people were there. There's a department for those seeking to marry.
Was a large crowd.
As a department for those who want business prosperity, the crowd is serious. As a department for those who want employment, another serious crowd. As a department for those seeking for the fruit of the womb, that one is huge too. There's a department for those seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That one too is just small. Small, not too much. That was the kind of crusade. There was a woman. The woman was okay until she got married. The month she got married, her menstruation ceased. She was no longer menstruating and she was not pregnant. And for 18 years, this woman went all over the place, went all over the place. She could not get a child. The doctors will say, we can't see the womb there. Somebody who has been doing menstruation before, now they can't see the womb. Beloved, there is wickedness in this world. So this woman went to the crusade. When she got to the crusade, she headed for the meeting of those seeking for the fruit of the womb. But as she was about to enter the meeting, somebody tapped her. Said, Madam, where are you going? Said that meeting. Said, no, don't go there. Go to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, I don't want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want a child. The man said, go to that place. So she listened to that man and went to the baptism of the Holy Ghost team. In that baptism of the Holy Ghost team, they had a strange pastor in charge. The pastor would tell you, I want you to pray this prayer. He called that prayer point. I was a small boy when I had that prayer point for the first time. He called the prayer point. And he said, this prayer point I'm going to call, if you are praying it and you have not started fasting, you have not started praying. Say this prayer point, if you are praying it and you have not started sweating, you have not started praying. Say this prayer point, if you are praying and mucus is not coming out of your nose, say you have not started the prayer. Say this prayer point, if you pray it and you fall down, continue to pray on that floor. And he called the prayer point. He called that prayer point. Holy Ghost! Overshadow my life. That was the prayer. Everybody began to pray. 2-3 minutes into that prayer, this woman fell into labor. Fell into labor. My tummy, my tummy, my tummy, my tummy. They rushed out to the toilet. She delivered a huge snail. With shell. Big snail. Beloved, this is wickedness. How can they program a snail into a womb? Then it makes me to understand the prayer point of the psalmist, which says, let the wickedness of the wicked expire. Even me here, I prayed with somebody before. She was pregnant for 3 years. I prayed with her. Immediately the prayer started. And we anointed her. Smoke began to come out from under her. And she fell into labor. She delivered a nylon bag. After the nylon bag, then a baby boy followed. The last time I went to Canada, I still saw the boy in Canada. Because I used to call him brother nylon bag. Amen. I saw the boy in Canada. There is wickedness in this world. Do you know that just by picking the sand from the front of your business out, they can shut it down? They shut it down. Just by coming to urinate at the front of your business, they shut it down. And if you don't know what to do, you're in trouble. That's why practically most of the rich people in this our country are occultic men. Because they are fighting a battle. The next month, this woman took in after delivering the snail, and she had a child. With that prayer, overshadow my life. I did not understand it. I was a young Christian. When I now became a matured Christian and a pastor, one day I was reading the book of Luke chapter 1 because I did not understand that prayer point. I was reading the book of Luke chapter 1 and I got to a place when Angel Gabriel went to Mary and said, Mary, you are going to get pregnant. You are going to have a child. You call his name Jesus. He shall deliver his people from their sin. He shall be great before the Lord. He shall do this, he shall do that. And Mary said, sorry, how can these things be? Since I'm a virgin. And the angel now said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. I say, I see. This is where that man got the prayer point from. So, the Holy Ghost, the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost is what does things that is impossible. Say, how can these things be? I'm a virgin. How can a virgin, without sleeping with a man, have a child? Say, Holy Ghost will overshadow you. How can I become a billionaire when I don't have much? Holy Ghost will overshadow you. How can I? Amen. Rise to your feet now. If you pray this prayer and you lose your voice, but that power overshadows you, you will forever be grateful to God you came for this conference. But if you keep quiet or you pray like a gentleman, well, it will not be my fault. I've explained to you what to do. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Louder than your voice can carry. Holy Ghost! Overshadow my life! In the name of Jesus! Jesus' name we pray. I stop you because I want you to bring out your anointing oil. Because we need that oil for this prayer. Stretch the oil towards me. Father, this oil that is here, let this oil receive the fire of God. Let it receive the power of God. Let this oil become the oil of promotion. The oil of promotion. The oil of promotion. The oil of elevation. The oil of promotion. The oil of elevation. In the name of Jesus. Let the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost flow upon this oil in the name of Jesus. Now, anoint your head with that oil. Anoint your head with that oil. The psalmist said that anointing my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Aha. Yes. Put a little bit of oil in your palm. A little bit of oil in your palm. Use it to rub your face like powder. Rub that face. Yes, your face must shine. That's right. Your face must shine. Amen. Now that you have anointed yourself, close that bottle, put it away, and get ready now. Something is about to happen. Destinies are about to change. Stories are about to be written. Makatese tenda. Holy Ghost! Overshadow my life! In the name of Jesus! Makatese tenda kaya bo shente rabo santa. Bakapote se tenda kaya bo. Riba sepende kaya bo shente rabo santa. Continue. Mashika sapia likata. Riba sapanda kaya bashanta raba.
louder, 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 louder. In Jesus' name we pray. I stop you again because a giant angel just moved in. Please increase your volume, increase your intensity. Holy Ghost, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.